It's time to talk some movies with our majestic movie reviewer, Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are you, mate?
Oh, good. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, several weeks ago, before I went away, I was talking to our TV expert, Irina B, and she'd mentioned Val because it's on Prime, and I took the opportunity to watch it. I'm really looking forward to having a chat about it with you, Eddie, today. Now, let's have a quick listen to the trailer.
I was the first guy I knew to own a video camera.
Here we are, filming ourselves.
Is that a video camera?
It's rolling, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool, Val.
I have thousands of hours of videotapes and film reels that I've shot throughout my life and career.
Shut the video camera off.
I will keep it on until we're rehearsing.
Oh, damn!
I was recently diagnosed with throat cancer. I'm still recovering, and it is difficult to talk and to be understood. But I want to tell my story more than ever.
That's the documentary Val. Eddie, tell us a little bit about it.
It's a fittingly unique documentary for a very unique Hollywood figure and certainly a pop culture icon, Val Kilmer. I'm probably not his biggest fan, but I can certainly appreciate the career he's had. You know, he's been involved in some really quite what you call classics, you know, Top Secret, Top Gun. He was in Batman, Tombstone, which I know is a favourite to many, and he's lived a very interesting life in the Hollywood system as both a bit of a supporting actor and a leading man. And now we get this really unique documentary that actually is really based around a lot of footage Val Kilmer himself shot throughout his career. So you get this really insightful look into his rise, and I don't know if you'd call it a fall. It's more like a slow decline out of the industry and out of those roles that really made him quite famous. And now, unfortunately, you know, dealing with this throat cancer that Val Kilmer has, he's recovered from it, but certainly never going to be the same. He's never going to be the man he was, unfortunately. But yeah, it's this really interesting look into, I guess, the hopes and dreams of a Hollywood actor and a man that, yeah, is really quite an interesting figure, I must admit.
Do you think it would be as interesting if he hadn't had this decline that he's had? He's had throat cancer. He doesn't sound anything like himself. He doesn't look anything like himself. In fact, if you said to me that that was a different person trying to be Val Kilmer, I would believe that more than believing that it's actually him.
And really, it's a shell of what you would expect from the man. You know, as this film goes through his career and you see him, you know, in the bat suit or in Top Gun as this really, I guess, a bit of a sexy icon of the industry, this man that was, you know, quintessential good looks and had a lot of charisma there. And now, yeah, someone completely different. And you get these circumstances here in this documentary where you see Val at things like Comic-Con or at fan conventions and things. And look, he's got so many fans, but he's certainly not the man that he used to be. But yeah, he's still got all these dreams and hopes, I guess, inside him and just maybe never going to be able to be realised as this Hollywood actor.
What do you think of the situation that he has to go around? To make his money, he has to go to comic cons and conventions and continually sign photographs and posters that show him back when he was a good-looking, top-of-his-tree actor compared to what he is now.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you got this complete differential between that, don't you? This icon that was in these films that you know, posters on people's walls, and now, again, yeah, like you said, probably really selling himself out in his name sense to go and do these things. And look, I'm sure he probably gets some joy out of that fan interaction and things, but look, his career really has become that. It's unable to be a leading man or in these films that he wanted to make. And really, from what I could tell as well, he probably saw himself as a bit of a modern-day Marlon Brando. That was his type of acting, and that's the type of thing he wanted to do. You know, he was really young when he got into acting school, and again, he was really he was up in that time where Kevin Bacon, Sean Penn, all these actors were coming up, and probably one of those real peak periods in Hollywood. And for him to be able to make his mark, it was quite an incredible achievement. But yeah, his career is really an absolute mix of ups and downs, and you really get to see that here in Val, which is probably one of the most honest documentaries you get to see on someone's career in the industry.
That's very well said. So what's your rating for the Amazon documentary Val?
I don't think you need to be a fan of Val Kilmer to enjoy this film. Look, if you are, it's probably going to help, but it's a very interesting look and definitely changed my perception on Val Kilmer as a man and an actor. I'm giving this one 4 Hollywood icons in a hammock out of 5. I look forward to everyone seeing that scene.
Absolutely. It's the only good thing that ever came out of the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, there wasn't too many, and that would definitely have to be up there.
I agree with you. I give it 4 video cameras out of 5. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was not a huge fan of Val Kilmer, but I got to say I am now. I now realise the work that went behind creating the characters that he did, and I also feel terrible sympathy for the situation that he's in now and the fact that he pushes on, and he's been so honest putting it up on screen for everybody to see.
Yeah, look, it's something you don't get a lot in these type of situations of people in the public eye, that real honesty and rawness, and I think you get that here in Val, and yeah, definitely worth checking out on Amazon Prime.
Absolutely. Good on you, Eddie. We'll talk more movies next Friday.
Look forward to it, mate. See you then.